All right, well, let's get into the message tonight. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Find that and stand with me, Deuteronomy chapter 8. We'll read our text. When you find it, stand. Let's start in verse 1, and then we'll skip a little bit. We'll read a few verses and then skip to verse 10 and then read all the way to the end of the chapter. But beginning in verse 1, Moses speaking to the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy to remind them of the law before they go into the promised land. So in verse 1, he says, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what is in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." By the way, it's a familiar phrase, because Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 4 when he was being tempted of the devil. Remember that? He quoted this. And it's just reminding us that, you know, we're not alone in this, and we're not going to be able to have strength on our own. We need God. We need God. And that's what he's saying here. Israel, in the wilderness, guess who they needed? They needed God. They needed him. Look at verse 7. "For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills." Jump to verse 10, and we'll read all the way to verse 20. "When thou hast eaten and art full," so now they're in the good land, "then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee." And now verse 11, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and are full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good in thy latter end." 17. "And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish." I always think about verses like 19, and he's been talking about God's blessings and how Israel's going to forget, or potentially forget God, and declare that they brought this blessings on themselves. And God warns them. He says, listen, when that day comes, you need to be mindful or understand that you better not forget the Lord. Why? Because you'll serve other gods. And then what will happen? It'll bring destruction on you. And what a warning that is. You know what verses like that reminds me that my job as a pastor? My job as a pastor is not to throw flowers at you all the time. But it's to declare things like this. That when we serve other gods and we go away from our Father and we serve other things and we forget Him, that it brings these kinds of curses on us. And we need to know that. It is always a pleasant thing to hear, but we need preaching like this. We need it. We need to be reminded. It might not be comfortable, it might not feel good, but we need it. And it's not new. Moses is telling them right here. Now verse 20. "As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God." Father, I pray your blessings on the message. Help our hearts to be in tune with you, God. We need you. So I pray your work would be done in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Moses is reminding Israel that it was God that brought them out of brought them through the wilderness. They needed to be reminded of that. They needed to decide they're never going to forget that. It was God that did these miracles. When they were in the wilderness, it was God that gave them the manna when they were starving. When they were in the wilderness, it was God that gave them the water out of the rock when they were dying of thirst. They need to remember that it was God that took care of even their feet by allowing that their sandals for all of those years would not wither and fall off of their feet. God took care of them, and God, through these miraculous works, did get them through the wilderness times, and they needed to remember that. We need to remember that too, don't we? That in our wilderness times of life, that it's God who gets us through those things, that it's God in His mercy that allows good things to come into our life. And here's what would happen, is that while in the wilderness and while going through these the trials of the food and the trial of the needing the water and the trial of just being able to maintain life in the wilderness and God getting them through every phase of their need, that they learned a kind of dependence upon God. And though we have our trials in life, there are times when God allows us to go through things so that our heart would turn back to Him, right? So that our heart would understand that, you know, I'm going to need God to get through this. If we're going to get through this with a semblance of peace, if we're going to get through this with a semblance of kind of without things breaking apart and falling apart and things just sort of being destroyed, if we're going to get through this with victory on the other side, God's going to have to do that. And so God allows us to go through things sometimes, doesn't He? So that we have nowhere to look than to God. It's a sad to say, though, there are times when we run away from God. And we are hightailing in the opposite direction that God is leading us to go. And He lets us get swallowed by that whale. Why? To remind us that we need Him. And that He wants to guide us in our steps, and that it's a kind of a miserable life whenever we're kicking against Him. And we're fighting against God. And so He allows us to go through these things, and He allows us to experience His blessings so that we understand something really important that honestly we need to never forget, and that is how to depend on Him. How to depend on Him every day. Now, God said to Israel in verse 1, or I think it was verse 2, He said, "And thou shalt remember." So God says right at the start of this thing, you need to remember that I took you through the wilderness. You need to remember that. Remember whenever you were over here and things were going awful? Yeah, and I took you through that. I remember that. It wasn't that long ago. Actually, we're just coming out of it. But you're about to enter into a land, and God called it a good land. God called it a land of blessings. And what's going to happen when you go into the land of blessings is you're gonna find that when you're hungry, you're gonna go to a tree and there's gonna be giant grapes on it. You're not gonna need to go to your knees starving and asking God to bring manna from heaven, because you're in a land that's flowing with milk and honey. It's a good land. So the blessings are gonna start pouring out. And you're not gonna wonder about where the water is gonna come from, because you're in the good land now. But there's a danger associated from going to a dependence on God and into the good land. Even though it was God that was leading them into the good land, and this is the good land is the blessings of God, and that's the danger, that when they got to the good land, that they would learn that, or they would begin to embrace the idea that they didn't need to depend on God anymore. That now that they're in the good land and they have all of these supplies readily at their access, that they didn't need to go to their knees like they used to. That they would just go to the tree and get the food that they needed. And they would start to tell themselves that we're actually doing pretty well. Look at verse 10. And when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. And so when they're in the good land, they need to remember that not only God got them through the wilderness, they needed to remember that. We saw that in verse 2. But now they're in the good land, they need to remember that the reason why they're blessed is that's because of God too. That's what he's saying in verse 10. You need to remember that these good things that you're experiencing right now, I'm doing this in your life. I'm giving these things to you. God's doing this for you. You're doing pretty good in this area. And I'm doing that for you, God says. And then verse 11, he says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping the commandments. So the idea is that they would be blessed of the Lord, brought through the wilderness, blessed of the Lord in the good land. And then when they get to the good land, then they need to beware that they don't forget the Lord. Beware here, it has the idea of, the word means to guard. And so they needed to be on guard, not to forget that it was the Lord who was bringing these blessings into their life. Forget. Look at verse 17. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. And so now they've spent some time over here with all these blessings and all of these good things. And then suddenly, they haven't needed to depend on the Lord like they used to. Suddenly, things are going pretty good. And so they haven't needed to talk to the Lord about His provisions. And then with that forgetfulness that it was God who was doing this, something came along with it. What was it? This prideful kind of attitude that, well, in fact, these blessings are here because of my hard work and efforts. Like, I brought these blessings in my life. Now, maybe we wouldn't say it quite like that, where we would, you know, elevate ourselves to a level of pride to say, you know, I'm being blessed and it's all because of my hard work. Although there are times when we can be so prideful that we would do that. But I would say that it happens to us like this, where we are so blessed that we get busy. We get so blessed that here's what gets connected to our blessings. Busy. We're blessed and busy. We're blessed and busy. We talked about this today, didn't we? We get blessed and busy. Busy, distracted. Distracted from reading our Bible. We forgot to read our Bible. I'll do it tomorrow. We are blessed and we're busy, and we're distracted, and we don't pray like we should. We don't spend time on our knees like we should. We don't fellowship like we should. We don't send encouraging notes and messages and stick around before church. Show up early. Why show up early to church? Why? Because so we can talk and fellowship. It's after church, gotta get home. You know, you just gotta get home. We get so busy, you know. We neglect that fellowship that we need. We forget God. One of the boys came up to me today, and they were fussing about something I told them they needed to do. I said, listen, guys, you need to put the video games away. And then, you know, sometimes they work hard, and so we give them some free time where they can play on their games. But then I said, you need to put the games away. And one of them just blew his lid. And I won't tell you who it was, but he just lost it. And I was talking to them, and here's what I said. I said, you forgot the Lord. You lost your attitude. You forgot the Lord, didn't you? We do that. We lose our attitude. We get angry about stuff. We get impatient. We get frustrated about things. We struggle. We go through hard things in our life. We have anxiety. We have stress. We have worry. And with the frustrations that we deal with in our life, and the temptations that we deal with in our life, and the things that come into our life that distract us and pull us away, in those times of our life, we allow those things to overwhelm us. Why? Because we forgot the Lord. We forgot Him. You know why you lost your attitude? Because you forgot God. I said that to one of my kids today. You forgot the Lord. And we do that. Listen, we march through our life, and there's times when we're surrendered to God and we're obedient to Him, and He gets us through the wilderness, and He gives us the blessings in life. But whether we're in the wilderness or whether we're being blessed of the Lord, it's God who's getting us through all of it. And in the times in life when we forget the Lord, and we our attention is distracted away from Him, and we're not trusting Him like we should, and we're not talking to Him like we should, and we're not going to Him like we should, and we get overwhelmed in these trials of our life. And the reason why those things happen to us is because we've forgotten Him. We forgot Him. Look at verse number 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. So here's the encouragement Moses gives to the children of Israel, that you need to remember the Lord. You need to remember Him. Remember Him for what? Remember Him because it's Him that's brought the blessings into your life. Remember the day whenever you knew you needed to be saved? Remember that day? Remember the day whenever you were touched and you knew that you were on your way to hell and you needed salvation and that your only hope was Jesus and there was hope in Jesus if you would come to Him and turn your heart to Him? That was the blessing of the Lord in your life. Your salvation is the blessing of God. And it's as though Moses is telling the nation of Israel, you need to remember that the blessing of deliverance came from God. The blessing of salvation came from God. We need to remember that. The joys that we experience in life, those come from God. We talked about it on Wednesday night. You can't, and this was our thought Wednesday, you can't neglect God and have joy. You can't do that. But there's an implication there that joy comes from God. And so the joys that we experience in life, they're from God. The blessings that we experience in life, they're from God. Our family and the blessings that we experience in our family, that's from God. Our marriage, the blessing that we experience in our marriage, that's from God. The blessings that we have in life are from God. We need to remember that. Because if you forget, then it'll be devastating in your life. If you forget. Look at 18. Or 19 rather. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. So the warning is that if we forget the Lord and we're just going to do whatever we want to do, just forget the Lord, then what, we'll turn to other gods. That's what God said. That you'll turn to other gods, little g's. And that what that means in our life is that we'll replace God with other things. It means that the things of the Lord, which in our life, what is it represented by? Our Bible reading, our prayer time, our attendance to church, our service to God, our commitment to ministry and giving, and I mean, what manifests in our life? Our relationship to the Lord. I mean, it's our relationship to other believers. We'll start to replace all of those important aspects of our life with something else. Everything that represents God in our life, when we forget Him, will replace the things of God with other things. And when we do that, God warns, it'll bring judgment into your life. He says, that's what He said in 8:19, surely perish. 20, and the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. I want to say that tonight, listen, I think this is what's happening in our lives. I think that this is what we're doing to ourselves. I think that God has blessed us at Valley Avenue Baptist Church. I think that God has blessed you. And I think that we have gotten distracted. I think that we've gotten busy. I think that we have given our attention to other things so that we've forgotten God. We say, well, Pastor, wait a second, I didn't forget the Lord. You know, the way that it manifests in our life that we have forgotten the Lord is that we start to replace Him with other things. And usually it's like we're not reading our Bible like we should or not praying like we should. Why not? Because we've forgotten how important that is. And the other aspects of our service to God are starting to become replaced with other things. Man, and what it's showing is that we've forgotten the Lord. Now, friends, we can do that. We can do whatever we want to do. But here's what we cannot do. We cannot neglect the Lord. We cannot replace the Lord. We cannot forget the Lord and then not experience the judgment that comes because of it. So here's what I think is happening in our lives at large, potentially, is we've forgotten the Lord and we've allowed ourselves to become overwhelmed with all of this other stuff in life. We get busy, we, in our pride, we haven't given our heart to the Lord like we should. We're not at the altar like we should. We're not letting Him touch us like we should. We're not listening like we should in the messages. Perhaps we're here, but we're not listening like we should. We're just letting them sort of fly over our heads. We're forgetting God. And we're going into our life and we're living our life, but we're not talking to Him throughout the day. We're not trusting in Him in every decision of our life. Trust the Lord with all thine heart and all thy ways. Acknowledge Him. All thy ways. We're not doing that. We're forgetting Him. And so here's what's happening in our life. We're struggling. We are battling right now. And we wonder, well, why am I struggling so much with this? And why am I battling so much with this? Why do I have all of these heartaches going on in my life? And I'm telling you tonight, it could be that we are experiencing a level of judgment in our life just as a result of allowing ourselves to slip away to forget the Lord. It might be tonight that some of the struggles that you're having are just a result of forgetting God. It might be. So what's the answer? The answer is not complicated. Remember the Lord. Just remember Him. You can do that tonight. You can say, Lord, I forgot how good you are to me. Lord, I forgot how blessed I am because of you. Lord, I forgot that you've been working in my life, and these blessings are because of you, and the grace that I've experienced is because of you, and the struggle that I'm having it potentially in my life right now is because I haven't been remembering you. I have actually been forgetting you. And we can remember him tonight. Let me show you something, and we're done. Go to Luke 23. You can lose your place in Deuteronomy 8. Luke 23. Look at verse 39. Luke 23:39. You there? Say amen.
Amen.
Okay. One of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." So Jesus is on the cross, and there's two men on the cross beside him, one on one side, one on the other. The one on one side is railing and saying these words, "If you're truly the Christ, then save yourself and save us." Verse 40, but the one on the other side, answered, rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. Admitting that he is a sinner and deserving of the wrath and the punishment he is receiving, but that Jesus is on that cross in the middle, and he didn't deserve to be there, acknowledging that. Note verse 42, and he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom." So the man on the cross said, "Remember me." Remember that day when you asked the Lord to save you? You're like the man on the cross, and you know what you're asking God to do? You're asking God to remember you. Look what Jesus said. And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." So Jesus remembered him. So when you die, when we die, we're going to go to heaven with the Lord. Why? Because he's going to remember us. That's a blessing, isn't it? So he remembered us. What we need to do is remember him. He remembered us. We need to remember him. Tonight, it might be that you would admit, "I've forgotten the Lord. I haven't been walking with him like I should. I haven't been trusting and talking to him like I should." Let me encourage you to remember the Lord tonight. Just go back to him. Just go back to him. "Lord, you're good to me, and I need you." Father, tonight, we're excited about your word because you speak to us and you guide us. And Lord, I consider your word that you touch us and you remind us that you're faithful, and that you speak to us and that you remember us. But then, Lord, I think about in my own life that perhaps there are things that happen and it just is a reminder, really an indication of where my heart is, perhaps not where it should be. And it could be tonight that some of us have gone away and we're just not where we should be because we've forgotten. Maybe. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to remember. And, Lord, maybe there's some who are just blessed and encouraged and strengthened. And likely it's because they remember your goodness in their life. Just pray that you'd help us to be touched tonight. Whatever the need is, Lord, I pray you draw us unto you. Thank you for your grace. In your name we pray.